This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Professional basketball and hockey are in their postseasons, but for some reason, we're going to talk about a sport that's just 2 weeks into its season, baseball. Day to Day's Mike Pesca joins me now. Mike, why are we talking about baseball so early?
Well, as the sole member of the day-to-day staff based in New York, it's my responsibility to exhibit the New York bias that the media gets accused of. And so I've been reading the papers for a while, and the back pages of all the tabloids, they're just saying, the Yankees are playing the Red Sox. The Yankees are playing the Red Sox for the first time since all that stuff happened.
Ah, yes, that stuff.
Let us review. The Yankees beat the Red Sox in the postseason last year, dramatic walk-off home run, and I guess they figured our work is done here because they forgot to win the World Series. Then in the offseason, the Red Sox went and signed Curt Schilling, a great pitcher who gave the Yankees a lot of trouble when he was pitching for Arizona against the Yankees in the World Series a couple years back. Then Yankee pitchers Andy Pettitte and Roger Clemens left the team, so right then and there, on paper, there was a definite shift in the balance of power. Baseball experts were saying for the first time in a long time, the Red Sox looked a lot better than the Yankees, and then enter Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, the best and highest paid player.
Yes. So at first it looked like the Red Sox were actually going to sign A-Rod. But you know what? They just didn't have enough money. And that sentence has never been said about George Steinbrenner, who paid A-Rod's salary. Now A-Rod's a Yankee. Fast forward to this weekend. These two great rivals face off for the first time since that dramatic home run.
And how are the games?
The games. You know, the games were games.
Who cares?
The fans spit on A-Rod. There was a lot of profanity, so that was fun for everyone. But the baseball seemed like April baseball. The Red Sox won the first two games pretty easily. The Yankees won yesterday without too much trouble, without too much drama. They play again today. Here is Sunday's Red Sox loss on WEEI Radio in Boston.
Rivera works. Miller swings. It's a little flare over the mound on a hop. Grabbed by the charging Jeter. Fires to first. This one's over. And the Yankees get their first win in the series.
Or if you're a glass-half-full type of guy, here's John Sterling on WABC in New York with the Yankees winning that same game.
The 1-1. Swung on, a little bloop over the mound. Fielded by Jeter, throws to first in time. Ball game over, Yankees win. The Yankees win.
A little more excitement there in New York. Mike, it's not as if these two towns have nothing going on sports-wise, so why all the excitement for this series?
You're absolutely right. It's a funny thing. In Boston, the Celtics and the Bruins are both in the playoffs. I always think playoffs trump regular season. In New York, the Devils and the Islanders, they were in the playoffs when the series started. They're out by now. And the Knicks are playing the New Jersey Nets. You have those New York area teams playing against each other. But it's just that baseball is so iconic. And for my money, there's really four great sports towns in all of America: Chicago, Philadelphia, and these two towns. And when they play each other, and when there's been so much bad blood in the postseason and so much history between them, well, just fun for the fans. It's really fun for everyone except, you know, poor A-Rod who got spit on.
Well, you can just dry his tears with all those greenbacks. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Madeline.